Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa. Today on the show, I have my bestie and someone I proudly call one of my favorite people on the planet, Whitney Jones. Whitney's somebody that if you've been following me for a while on social media, you know has made a huge, huge impact on my fitness journey and really on my life. I think I met her three or four years ago. And she was somebody we clicked. She interviewed me on a podcast and we clicked right away, started talking. And once we spent time in person at some of these fitness events, these competition events, we had time to chat. And I realized this is somebody, not only do I completely admire her ridiculous physique, and I say that ridiculous in a good way, but once I started asking her questions about hiring her to help me, what happened next really surprised me. And we talk about that in this show, which is it's probably going to be a double episode because we went for a whole hour. We had a lot to talk about. But when I first tried to hire Whitney, you know, she had me fill out an extensive questionnaire, and she's the person that discovered I really needed to see a doctor. I needed to get my blood work done. I could potentially have major hormonal imbalances that would prevent me and probably had prevented me from reaching my fitness goals. So she had such an impact in, and she had to stalk me for a while, but she had such an impact in helping me to see what I needed to see, to look at my health in a more long-term way, and to take myself seriously and invest in my health, not just in my fitness goals. So I'm forever grateful to her for that. But in this show, we talk about a number of things, you know, the mistakes that she sees a lot of clients making when they come to her. We talk about a lot of myths that we see women falling into in trying to lose weight and improve their body. So it's really a power-packed interview. And Whitney, again, is just such a wonderful human being. She's an outstanding person. If you look her up on social media, you're going to see, you know, here's a mom of two boys. She's a 4-time fitness Olympian, a 12-time Arnold athlete. Arnold Sports Classic, that is. She owns the Pro Physiques in Arizona, which is the biggest personal training gym in Arizona. She's a competition prep coach, an online fitness trainer, fitness choreographer. I mean, the woman does everything, but don't let that intimidate you, because what I want you to take away from this interview as well is that she's just a wonderful human being. She's one of the most humble people I know. She's so full of joy and happiness. And once you have Whitney Jones in your life, it will forever change you. And that's the type of legacy we should be focused on leaving, is that people become better because of knowing us. So I'm really, really, really excited for you to listen to this interview. Again, it's jam-packed. We went even, I think, a little over an hour. So I hope you enjoy this interview with Whitney Jones. I know you will. And we also have some special offers for our Fitfluential audience at the end of the show. So make sure you tune in for that and enjoy. Hi, everybody. We are here live with my favorite person on the planet, Whitney Jones. Whitney, how are you? And are you ready to go?
Oh my God. I was born ready, girl.
I know you were. Seriously? I can't wait for people who have never met you or experienced Whitney to not only listen to this show, but then go look at some of the pictures. You are, I call you superhuman. I think you have one of the best physiques on the planet. I am a nerdy, gushy, huge fan. I'm completely obsessed with you, to the fact that if probably people didn't know me, they would probably think that Whitney would need to call the cops and get a restraining order against me because honestly, I am unabashedly her biggest fan, but she's also totally changed my life for the better.
Well, and the thing is, we're friends now because we have been like totally attached at the hip. I mean, I guess not exactly attached at the hip because we don't live in the same state yet.
Right.
But soon we will. We've been two peas in a pod for years now. So, you know, we've got to fangirl each other. So yeah. The feeling's mutual, girlfriend.
You're my woman crush Wednesday, infinity.
Infinity. I love it.
Everyone's listening like, can you get to the point now? I'm getting to the point. We're going to tie it down. So everybody heard when I did the introduction and they heard me, you know, kind of tell about your experience in the space. And we're going to talk about that as well. I'm making sure I just looked at my phones and I realized both of my phones are here and I have to turn them off or Siri will jump in.
Yes.
I have a call with us. I can't turn my phone. So have you ever had that happen when you were doing your podcast, Whitney?
No, you know, I was actually really good about that, but we had guests who would have the most random stuff happening when they were live, of course. And it was like, oh crap, what do you do? So you got to wing it, you know?
For everybody listening, actually, that's a good segue. I'm going to certainly ask Whitney the question that I ask everybody, which is, you know, how you got started on your fitness journey. But incidentally, the way that I was introduced to the great Whitney Jones, and I call her the great Whitney Jones, is through Dan Solomon, who I also interviewed for the show. But he introduced us so that I think I could be interviewed on the podcast you guys were doing with him. And then I remember Whitney afterwards, you texted me. So you were kind of my fangirl first.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You were the Kelly Alexa fangirl. So I just want to put that out there that Whitney Jones.
Oh yeah. Hello. I told you the feeling is mutual, girl.
And then we became best friends and I'll get to that'll be my second question, how much Whitney has completely changed my life and my health forever. And I owe her everything because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I just, we'll get to that in a second. But again, Whitney, I'd like you to tell for everybody that's listening, and we have a lot of females that are listening that are going to be interested in this. You know, you are a mom of two amazing boys. You have this crazy, wonderfully successful business, but I'm curious, you didn't actually start off in the fitness business. So what is it for you? What was the time period of your life where you became interested in fitness and why? And when did that kind of segue into a business interest for you?
Well, I would have to say I've got to go back because fitness has always been a part of my life. I've always been active. I had two older brothers. So it's like we were always doing every single sport growing up, which I enjoyed because it kind of helped me be a well-rounded athlete just in trying everything from soccer, baseball, soccer, track, like you name it. I did dance. I never really did gymnastics. Everyone thinks I was this gymnast, but all that stuff is self-taught, believe it or not. So my gymnastics and skills are a little cattywampus if you actually break it down and analyze it. But hey, hopefully people aren't doing that. But I've always been active, loved it. As I got to be an adult, which is just so lame, you know, whoever wants to grow up.
Amen.
But I had to kind of grow up and get a job and do all that. But I was in the corporate world, but I still loved fitness, loved being active. So I would work a 9-to-5 corporate job, loved it, come home, but I wanted to still be active and into fitness. So I actually started training people out of my house. I just had a hooky little home gym. But it was enough to do, at least be active. It had some dumbbells. And so I would have friends, neighbors come over and just kind of train. And then I started studying nutrition, studying to be a certified trainer, and got my certification and started doing diets for friends and family and training them. But I did it for free. Like I just did it for fun, which, you know, I'm like, oh, well, I'll just help people. So I did that, but I also at that time was doing like sprint triathlons, marathons. I was more into the endurance sports, but it just kind of got monotonous and boring for me specifically. So I was looking for something new, but during this whole time, I actually was pregnant with my second child and got put on bed rest super early. So long story short, I ended up being on complete bed rest for 3.5 months.
Oh my God.
The last part of my pregnancy, yeah, which if you know me, and Kelly, you can attest to this. Me sitting still for 5 minutes is like a rarity. So being on bed rest for 3.5 months was insane. But that experience really is what propelled me to the person I am now. Primarily because when you're inactive, like to that extent where I literally was not able to get out of bed because I'd start having contractions, you start realizing the true value of being active and having the ability to just get out and walk down the street. Mm. I remember driving to my doctor's appointments every single week or driving to the hospital because contractions wouldn't stop, and being so jealous of seeing people run and riding a bike. And I just thought, my gosh, I am totally taking for granted the ability to be active and healthy and getting out there and running, biking, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So after I had my second child and everything was fine when he was born, thank goodness, I decided that's it. That's a sign. I need to take my passion for being active and being physically fit and really make it my career. So I started actually training people and making money from it rather than doing it for free. So that's what propelled me to being a full-time trainer, eventually opening up my own gym. And of course, that also helped open me up to the industry that I'm now in as an IFBB pro, as a contest prep coach, all that stuff. So that's kind of a quick summary of where I was, my journey, and where I'm at now.
For those of you, again, that are listening, and when you start to look at Whitney's pictures, she has such, and I love it too, Whitney, you're one of the most gracious people online when you share sometimes your before and after pictures, and it'll be, you know, pre-muscle Whitney. Like, I mean, again, you just have a beautiful physique, and there's haters out there. And it happens across. It's one of the bad things about social media, the trolls, you know, the people. I remember seeing a video that Dana Lynn Bailey did about just the things people say to her about, you know, you look like a man and the mean things. And it's wonderful how her husband supports her and how she's come out with such a positive image as far as dealing with that. Like, this is who I am. And you deal with the kind of criticism so gracefully. I don't know how else to say it, you know, but I'm curious, do you still get a lot of that with being in such tremendous shape? It seems like whether it's success in the gym and getting ones, I'm saying this to the universal you, if you get your body in shape, you get your finances in shape, you get your marriage in shape, then there's all these people that are haters that are just going to, you know, come out with unlimited skepticism and criticism of what you do. Do you get that a lot? I'm curious.
Daily. And I'm not even joking. Like if you even, it's crazy whether I post a simple post on Instagram or Facebook. You know, people are bold when it's right there for everyone to see in the feed. But my gosh, if I opened up my DMs, like through Instagram specifically, the amount of just hater comments and it's just for what? Like, and again, I don't care. Like, I do not live my life for anyone else. And granted, even if I really, really put effort into appeasing everyone, I'm not going to. So I don't care. That's not to say that it's easy. I mean, sometimes, like, I'll be honest, there's days where if there's too many negative or rude or hateful comments in one day, it does affect me. And I'm like, damn, like what the hell is in the universe today that everyone just feels like they want to insult me? So there are days that it's like, it sucks, but I feel like since I've been in this industry and I'm putting myself out there and my stories out there, it's been years of this. So I'm more used to it. And now a lot of my athletes that I train, they're experiencing it and it sucks. And there is no way to control it. The only way you can control it is by controlling how you react to it. So you almost have to turn it into a, look, these people might be envious. Maybe they don't care to have the amount of muscle I have, but maybe they're envious of the fact that I have the dedication to transform my body. Whatever it is, it's just beyond me that people take the time to draft the messages that they do just to be a dick or a jerk or rude and criticize your body and your outlook on life or whatever. Like, who cares? Have your own opinions. Or, you know, the times that I do respond, I'm like, look, if you don't like me, I don't care. Like, you don't need to like me. Don't follow me then. Like,
right?
Hey. Like, I'm not begging you to follow me. I'm not telling you to look at the photos, but you've scrolled and you just commented on a photo that's over a year and a half old. Like, you're obviously there for a reason. So get off my page. So, yeah.
I mean, it's not like I'm leaning over my car, having my grandmother take a picture saying, look at me, I'm washing my car on a Sunday. Not like I've ever seen anybody do that, but you know, I think you brought up, this segued into something that I wasn't planning to ask, but it's really a good point. You know, obviously there's a lot of haters, but you have to focus on the fact that what you are doing, Whitney, is such a great example for your boys, such a great example for women. And I know this is a topic we're going to be focusing on a lot on the female side of things. A lot of women are scared to really work on their body because they worry about what other women will think. Oh, I don't want to seem superficial if I'm a mom and I'm going to take this time out to devote to myself. I don't want to seem superficial if I want to care about how I look. I don't want to, and then it can delve into, I mean, I just got my first Botox yesterday. There's women that are writing me like, I can't believe that you would not just go for the all natural look. If this is what I choose to do, and I'm happy to share my experience for those that are interested in it, if they want to know what the pain's like, what the process is like, what the payments are for services like that, I'm going into it for myself. And if someone wants to judge me, that's on them. But there's so many women out there that are scared to do things that they're passionate about or they're interested in, from starting their own business to competing, maybe, you know, and they really want to do it, to maybe it's getting plastic surgery or getting Botox, whatever it is. They're scared to do it because they're so worried about the haters. And I think, yeah, that's going to happen. But focus on, number one, if you're investing in yourself to become a better person for the right reasons, that's going to make a better impact as you become a better you. I know I'm sounding a little Oprah right now. Become a better you. You'll be a better mother. You'll be, if you decide to pursue your passion, you're going to make a bigger impact on the world around you because you love what you do. Would you agree with that? You know, yeah, you're going to have haters, but you've got to look at the example that you're making in the lives around you, because that's a bigger deal than the people that hate on you.
Oh, for sure. And at the end of the day, you have to individually be okay with whatever decisions you make, good or bad. You also need to be okay with what you're doing, because are you doing it for you, or are you living your life for others? Are you living your life for your husband, for your children, for your friends? Are you living your life for your boss so that he doesn't get mad at you? Like, at the end of the day, if you're not living your life for you, my God, the amount of regret you're going to have a year from now, 5 years from now, or God forbid, 20 years. Like, maximize what you can do now. And just to your point, Kelly, there's always going to be haters. There's always going to be someone who's going to try to put you down for whatever you do, whether you buy a new dress and like, well, why'd you spend the money? Or whether you take a trip and take your kids and it's this big family function. Well, why didn't you have private time with your husband, like, versus doing a family trip? Why are you putting time into going to the gym when you could be helping your children with homework? There's always going to be a criticism, because there's always other things you could do. So what? Who cares? Like, what we do within the walls of my gym, we have made it our pride, like our whole focus of creating a community here, because it's hard enough to live in today's society and not be subjected to criticism and haters and our own insecurities. So when you walk through these doors, we want to empower you. We want you to feel excited. We want you to feel like everybody around you is cheering you on and is celebrating your journey and your successes. Because especially for women, it's like, women can be so nasty and rude to each other. So I take huge pride in women empowering women, because guess what? When you can surround yourself around women who are there for you, wanting to see you succeed, helping you to be a better you, it trickles down into everything, because then that person shares everything they're feeling to help others feel better. They have the time that you have to, every woman has to focus on herself too, because I see it every single day with all my own clients and all the clients in our gym. When they are actually taking time to do something for them, to feel better, to make some progress, to focus on their own goals, it helps them to be better at their job, as a mother, as a wife. It plays into everything. But we can't allow anyone to act like we're being selfish for ever putting some time in us. And Kel, you and I have had a lot of conversations regarding it's about time we invest in ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that is so damn true, because so often we live our lives for others, doing for others, appeasing others, and we will always put ourselves on the back burner because it feels awkward to feel selfish. Well, mm-hmm. it's not selfish if you're doing something for you, because it's going to make you better in everything else. And I just wish more people truly thought about that. Like, take a moment in your day and go, am I living for me? Am I doing what I want to do? And if you're not, then you've got to make a change. Don't live with some of the regret that you're going to have. Don't settle. Like, gosh, you've got to attack each day and go, what do I want? We will help everyone else achieve everything. But if we're not focusing on ourselves, we're really, really missing a huge opportunity that will affect everything in our lives.
I cannot give you enough of a long distance, double fist pump, slap every, I mean, honestly, if we were together, we'd be chest pumping. Is that appropriate for women to do?
Chest pumping, kid and play, kick, kick, twirl.
I'd be attempting to do a Whitney Jones jump in the air. I'd probably break my back, but everything, honestly, like everything you just said is what has become so clear to me. Obviously, you've been coaching me for several years to go, Kelly, wake up, stop worrying about, I mean, I've spent so many years of my life worrying about what other people think, being so self-conscious. And yeah, it took a big mind shift. And it really wasn't until this year that I understood being selfish, worrying. It took my therapist saying, like, you are so full of tension and anxiety. You are wound so tight. I need your homework for the next month. When I started seeing this therapist, it's the best thing I ever did was going once a week to a therapist. She's like, I need you to start taking time to just soothe yourself. And I'm like, excuse me, what? She goes, you need to take care of yourself. She goes, you take care of everybody else. You run yourself in the ground. You're killing yourself. You're worrying about this. You're taking care of everybody. And I actually heard it from 6 or 7 different people over the coming months. They said, you know, you're that person when a plane's going down that you're running up and down the aisle trying to get everybody's seatbelt on and take care of them. And you're not even putting the oxygen mask on yourself. So people, whatever, everything that Whitney just said, you know, I'm going to make 2 points. Number one, you have to take care of yourself, because it's not just a cute little saying. And I just use that airplane analogy that Kate, actually from our podcast production company, had said to me when she told me, you need to go get a massage today, Kelly. You need to stop working because you've got your bitchy kind of attitude on. And I'm like, what? And she told me that story. But if you don't take care of yourself, you're inevitably going to burn out and you serve no one. So if you take that a step further and say, I want to make an impact on my family, on my kids, on my marriage, on my job, in my workplace, if I founded my own company. If you want to make a better impact, you have to take care of yourself. And that's what a lot of women don't get. And we're all martyrs. We're all people pleasers, a lot of us. And if you start recognizing how that is holding you back, you will have regrets if you don't turn that tendency around. And you can. Okay. And the beautiful thing is, I think you'll agree, and this is a perfect segue into, we'll talk about how you work with your clients, and we'll start with how you started seeing what I needed to do and you turned my life around. But would you say, you kind of referenced this in your answer before, I think when a woman, obviously this goes for men too, but when women start to invest in fitness
and they start to feel better about their bodies, even well before they've reached their goals, when they see their capabilities and they what their potential is, and how, you know, they didn't think they could get up early before the kids and go to the gym. That starts to bleed over into every other area of your life. So I think like that's another reason we encourage people to find your fitness, because it's not just about getting fit. It's going to bleed over into every other area of your life. Do you agree?
For sure. I mean, a lot of people, so obviously I compete. I do the fitness competitions, and we have a lot of inquiries. You know, I get emails and people coming into my gym asking about competing. And the thing is that I ask, it's like, it's not about getting on stage and prancing around like in a blinged out fancy bikini. It's not that. It's, to me, it's not even about the day of the show. And that's so backwards thinking for most people. But I always tell women, whether you want to like prep, like you're doing a show, but you still never step on stage, or you actually do it, it's the journey that you will learn so much about yourself and what you can overcome. Obviously, there's the simple stuff of the willpower, like not diving into a bowl of ice cream when obviously it's not your cheat meal or it's not on your plan. Like there's the little things like that where you're like, wow, I didn't realize I could fight through the willpower. But it's also the things of going, okay, well, I'm exhausted today because life is just crazy. I've got so much going on, but I'm still forcing myself to go to the gym. It's the ability to push past that level of comfort and go, hey, I want this. I've set a goal. I'm going to do it. It's about not giving up. It's about realizing the pushing past the pain. It's prioritizing because your life is busier now as you're trying to prep for a show, and you got to make time for cardio. You got to make time for your workouts. And if you're, say, a busy mom, you have a full-time career, how do you juggle it all? I mean, those are all things that you start realizing. You've got to be efficient with your time. You have to realize, I've got to prioritize. All these little things are such huge accomplishments. It also helps you start appreciating yourself and going, okay, wow, look at the changes my body is making. So all of that is part of really like enjoying the journey and seeing what you can accomplish, because after a show, or like I said, just in your whole transformation journey, you realize, holy crap, okay, well, outside of going to the gym or outside of like stepping on stage, I've realized I'm way stronger than I ever thought possible. Mm. I can accomplish something if I truly say, this is what I want and this is my goal. When you put your mind to it, can you achieve it? Well, hell yeah. I mean, if you go through a journey like that and you succeed, it propels you to have the confidence in whatever you are doing, in whatever area of your life that you feel that you may not be as accomplished. Guarantee, when you go through that sense of pride and sense of accomplishment for something like weight loss journey, competing in a show, et cetera, or a marathon or triathlon, when you dedicate to something and you achieve it and you finish that goal, it will 100% always help you in the other aspects of your life.
A to the men. And I'm thinking, as you were talking about so many of your clients that I've become friends with, people that you've helped make, you know, just remarkable. I almost don't want to use the word transformation, because to me, sometimes people think of transformation like it's a limited window. Like, oh, I was heavy, I lost this weight, and now I'm done. Like, right. you start people on a journey. I think of Catherine. I think of Catherine Sorensen, who I just love watching her mindset, how it has. Yes. And I'm going to get her on the show too, because watching her blossom into somebody who's so confident, and so she's such a sweet person, but to see the confidence. And even when I know she did one show and she placed, or she came really close, and then the next show, I remember she said something like, well, I didn't even get first call outs, but it didn't matter because I persevered, I did this, and just the sense of pride. And then I think of someone like Heidi Powell, you know, and how she's transformed, and all of your other clients. You have made such a remarkable, and you continue to do, a remarkable impact on the lives of so many people. And I have become very, 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 can't say it enough, very passionate about, especially on the show, but really in everything we do at Fitfluential going forward,
letting people know how important I think it is. This is my opinion, but I feel strongly about it. Working with a trainer, a certified personal trainer is. The more that I have started training here in Austin with my trainer, Blaine, at Gold's Gym, and I realized how messed up my body was from me doing years of, you know, thinking I was training okay when I wasn't, you know, I wasn't able to train with you in person or have your guidance when I, before I met you. I have had my whole life transformed by being able to physically be in the presence and have the input in every area of my life by certified, credentialed personal trainers. And I feel very, very strongly about spreading this message that hiring a trainer is not a treat. It's something that you should invest in so that you are safe, but also so you can reach your goals because they're going to be able to guide you. And back to what you do, Whitney, when I met you, I kind of thought, oh, she must just train, you know, bikini competitors, because I'd seen all the people that you had trained on Instagram and so on. And you have these amazing, wonderful women that have competed, but you train all kinds of women. And I remember when you first met me and I was, you had me fill out an interview form about, you know, my goals and whatnot. And here's why I'm telling everybody that's listening. This is why you want to look for somebody like Whitney, and she offers online training. We'll get to that at the end of the show. But she had this questionnaire and she asked me such detailed questions about what medication was I on? What's my goal weight? Have I had any, you know, yo-yo dieting? And because of what I put in that form, she found out, you know, I was on spironolactone, I was on birth control pill, da-da-da-da-da. And I remember I was so surprised because I was ready to, you know, slap my wallet down and go, okay, let's go. Make me skinny. Make me lose my weight, Whitney. And you're like, I can design a program for you. I'm happy to do that. But I think you're going to hit a wall because of this, this, and this. And you were the one that said to me, I think you need to get your blood work done and you need to see a doctor because, you know, I'm happy. You didn't say I'm happy to take your money. You just said, I think you're going to have other issues that will prevent you. And so I'm sharing that for everybody listening to know this is why Whitney changed my life, because a lot of other trainers were just willing to take my money and give me a program. But Whitney actually took a look at my whole big picture, and she has transformed my life and the lives of so many other women because, Whitney, I know you train a lot of women like me that are workaholics, trying to work on that, crazy busy schedule, probably overtraining, doing excessive cardio in the past, dieting way too, like, you know, eating way too little. And these are all things that you correct a mindset on. But has this been something that you, how do I phrase this question? Do you deal with, I know that you deal with a lot of women like me that have hormonal issues that are in their 30s, 40s and beyond, and they're doing everything wrong. What is a very common situation that you see when people hire you up front, and how do you get them into the correct mindset of, hey, don't look at this like it's a 30-day transformation. This is something you got to change a lot of things in your life so this can become a lifestyle. How often do you see women like me with as many issues as I do?
Well, honestly, I would say 75% of the people that reach out to me, you know, we all want instant gratification and want instant results. And it's like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to work with an expert, or, you know, they see a lot of the transformations. They think, oh, if I just hire someone like legit, then I'll get the results in 30 days. And to your point, if you're ever working with a good trainer, they break it down. It's not a matter of taking your money, because 100% there are thousands of trainers out there like, yep, got the perfect program for you. You're going to lose 30 pounds in 30 days and let's get you started. Just pay here, send you a program. That's a bunch of BS. The reason I have such a thorough questionnaire is because how am I going to design a program for you if I don't have your full story? And it's not just, hey, tell me what you're doing this week. It's, I need background. I need background on your history of trying to diet. Like you said, are you yo-yo? Are you doing anything extreme? Have you done any crazy fat burners back in the day that now obviously everyone's found out is banned? Do you have you done specific diets from the keto diet to South Beach? I mean, what have you done? What has your experience been? Also, what current medications are you on? All of those things play a very, very important role in regards to why the client is where they currently are at. And then, of course, if you're a woman that's over 30, one of the biggest things is most women will be killing themselves in the gym, most likely eating way under the calories that they should, and their body's not moving. Now, there's a lot of stuff. Obviously, they're working too hard and their body's not going to do the work until they have a right program for them. Mm-hmm. But also, if your hormones are off, you're just going to be spinning your wheels. But a lot of times, trainers don't understand the relationship that the hormones have, especially with females. Mm-hmm. So it's about finding the right trainer that has the experience, the credentials, and who's going to take the time to read your history so they can design the right program. And then, you know, again, any client I work with, it's my name on it. Like if they're going to say, oh, I work with Whitney Jones, well, they sure as hell better be making progress and looking good because that's my brand. So I have to do my due diligence, but also for them, you know, it's like, let's figure out what's going on. And this isn't a quick fix. I will tell you straight out, there is any trainer that says, I can get you this is full of shit. Mm-hmm. Because you never know. There is no guarantee until you start working with the client, until you understand the way their body responds to diet, to workouts, to cardio, to ever even predict the amount that they'll lose, gain, or whatever, until you start working with them. So everything with me is not a quick fix because, granted, there are a million ways that I could get you to drop weight fast, but 100% you will not maintain it. And what is the point of working so hard? What is the point of even wasting a dollar if you can't maintain the results? All you're doing is setting yourself back further anyways. Mm-hmm. So you do it the right way. You learn about your body. You understand what foods work best for you, what cardio style works best for you. I will recommend multiple exercises that for your body type, don't ever do because it's not going to benefit you. So it's really investing in you so that you can figure out what is flexible dieting for my body type and what kind of workouts should I do that are going to be the most beneficial within my lifestyle or the amount of time I have at the gym. So it's creating a program where you can get to your goal, but then also setting you up to succeed after you've achieved your goal, because we all want to maintain it. But if you don't do it right, I'm telling everyone right now, if you are losing weight at a faster rate than is norm, you will not maintain it. And you will kick yourself later for not doing it the right way. So sack up, take it for what it's worth, take time to do it right. And guess what? You'll get the results and you can maintain. So just like with you, Cal, I'm like, I'm not just going to write a program for you. And you're like, well, just give me a diet. I'm like, I'm not. Nope. I said, I will once you get your blood work done. Until then,
you stalked me about getting my blood work done. I remember. Yeah. I just remembered that.
For 3 months, I'm like, hey, did you get it done yet? You're like, no, but let's get started. I'm like, nope. Because I knew there were way too many red flags in your questionnaire. I'm like, your hormones are so off. I could write you the most legit plan that had everything right and your body wouldn't have responded. Mm-hmm. And as we found out, obviously, you had to take some time to get yourself balanced out, to get a better understanding of the trauma that your body was in, because understanding and educating yourself on it helps any trainer in regards to creating the program that's really going to work for their body type. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not a trainer that will just take your money because it doesn't do me any good. And it certainly doesn't do you guys as clients any good.
And it's still true to this day, Whitney, because if I ever, you know, I'm kind of a little bit of a whore when it comes to my trainers that are my friends. You know, I have like you, I've got Blaine in person. I've got Amanda Tress who does, you know, business with us and we've got her Faster Way to Fat Loss program. And so I ask I have these people where I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to ask Whitney. And then I ask Blaine. It's kind of like a kid that goes to the mom and is like, mom, can I have this? And then they're like, well, mom said I could have Oreos. I'm going to go to dad and see if he'll let me have Pop-Tarts. And then I can have both. So yes. I'm always, but every time I ask you a question, Whitney, you will never go, yeah, sure. Just do that. You'll go, well, wait a second. I need to know this, 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 and this. What, remember last time you were like,
I can't just advise you on your macros. I need to know what you've been doing for the last. And sometimes, you know, when you ask me that, I'll go, because it's work. But here's the deal. Right. Back to my point before, and no one, for our Fitfluential listeners, no one is telling me to say this. It became so clear to me as somebody who used to do it on my own. I was working out at home with DVDs. Not that I'm saying anything's bad about that. Okay. But if you go it on your own and you are not a certified trainer and you think you know what you're doing, I think a lot of women will do the typical landslide of the bad landslide of going into fitness hell, which is, and I did it back in the day. I remember Valerie Waters yelling at me long distance going, Kelly, why are you doing workouts that are 2.5 hours long every single day? And I would post my Polar heart rate monitor and it would say that I'd done 1500 calories. And then the next day I would do 1700 calorie burn and then 1800. And she's like, do you even work? Like, or are you just working out all day? And I was working out more and more and more and eating less and less and less. And I think that's very typical. So take it from someone like me who has major hormonal imbalances, Hashimoto's, insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome. I mean, every lowest testosterone on the planet when I met with Dr. Riska out in Phoenix, and just cortisol issues galore. I'm so glad that I, number one, invested in my health by starting to get blood work, continuing to get it, paying a good doctor who can help me through balancing my hormones and all of that, and investing in a trainer or trainers, because investing in yourself, I have made more of a transformation in the past 2 years. And then specifically, Whitney, you know this, as I've really been training 3-4 times a week with a trainer watching every single thing I do at the gym, mm-hmm. than I have in all 20 years of being an adult. So I feel very strongly for everybody listening, if you have the itch and you want to make a difference in your life, invest in yourself. Because I can tell you what, when you take that leap and you invest in blood work, which I recommend both, invest in blood work for yourself, invest in a personal trainer, you will work so much harder. It will change you that you will, I firmly believe you'll make money, more money in other areas of your life. Everything else will flourish because you're going to feel so much better investing in yourself. Don't be scared to invest in yourself. Again, no one's paying me for that public service announcement. I got to tell you, I'm 48 years old and I've never seen my body get leaner, more flexible. I've never been more proud of walking into a gym and I'm not at my goal yet. But I mean, Whitney, that was the best feeling when I saw you 2 weeks ago and you're like, damn, girl. Like, I was like, Whitney noticed. Yay. So,
oh, yeah, for sure.
I want everybody, and when we wrap up the show, you know, obviously you can hire Whitney if you are in the Scottsdale, Phoenix, Gilbert, Chandler, whatever area of, just let's just say Phoenix. You can hire and train at their gym in person. We'll wrap up and give you links to that in a second. But you can also hire her online. And I just can't recommend it enough. Obviously, I think you're picking up on the fact that this is somebody who's going to take your health and your fitness journey very seriously and not give you some cookie cutter program that's, you know, there's a lot of those floating out there by people that aren't even certified personal trainers. I'm sure that could be a whole other show, Whitney, about people that are like, I could do your meal plan for you. Yay. Because I've worked out and I've lost 5 pounds. Yeah, that can be.
I'm Insta famous.
What'd you say?
I'm Insta famous. I must know what I'm doing because I take a lot of iPhone photo shoots in my gym. And so I'm an expert suddenly.
Yeah, that is, it's funny because a lot of the things that Blaine has been teaching me in person about, you know, my poor form or doing this, he'll go, and he's not on social, his girlfriend is, but he's like, are you getting that idea from some Instagram girl? I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, the amount of times I have to correct people because they're watching somebody that's not a trainer on Instagram, but I digress. I want to get in two things that I want to ask you about. And the cool thing about both of these topics, because these are what I would call two myth understandings. We've used that phrase earlier in several other shows, and I think it's a great phrase. But we've got like 10 minutes left. So I want to get this out of you. That sounded really weird. Get this out of you. Two things that I see women doing a lot. And I certainly was guilty of this. Number one, they you know, there's not a woman on the planet. Yeah, there's a small section that wants, that needs to gain weight. They have that issue. But most women, there's pretty much not a woman on the planet that you go, do you want to lose some weight? They're not going to say, yes, I want to lose weight. I want to lose 5 pounds. I want to lose 15. Everybody wants to get in a better state of fitness. But way too many women are still falling for two things that are probably driving them into not only plateauing, but not potentially even making their fitness, their state of fitness worse. And that is excessive cardio and not knowing how much to eat or what their macros should be. And people get confused about the word macros because they'll think, oh, well, this is, Whitney, we get this probably 10 people a week that write into FitFluential and go, so should we just go low carb? Is that the way to lose weight? You know, we'll always write back and refer them to a trainer, but people are still, and it's typically women, because I think men will not ask, but women are thinking, if I want to get in shape, I just need to go run a billion miles. And if I haven't run, if I'm not losing weight, I'll run more. I'll add another hour a day of running or excessive cardio. Right. And then they think they just need to eat less and they have no idea about macros or potential, you know, flexible dieting or carbs or anything. So number one, do you agree that that's what you see the most? And how do you change that mindset with your clients? I know it took a while with me because I have issues.
Well, and the thing is, it's trying to change habits and patterns in everyone's life. So it's like, yes, anyone who's like, you know what? That's it. I'm getting in shape. Enough is enough. Blah, blah, blah. What do? They just cut. They cut their calories. Doesn't matter where they're at. So they may not even know what they're eating. They're just going to eat less. And whatever their current activity level or lack of activity, they just go all out, bonkers, and they're going to be running, whatever it is. And it's like, great if you are doing that. You just have to have guidance because so many people don't realize you have to fuel your body to lose weight. What that means is you have to feed your body. In order for your body to lose weight, you actually have to eat a certain amount so that it puts your body into a state of burning. And it's not about calorie restriction. And natural mindset, because I think society has taught us for years that you got to be skinny, and skinny equates to eating basically nothing. And it's wrong. It's opposite. Like you have to, I mean, so many people are now learning, like once you build up your metabolism, you build up some lean muscle mass, and that's what gets things speeding up. So you're putting your body in a constant state of burning, but yet you've got to eat the calories in order to do that. So the best way is like, you got to think of your body like a machine. And it's, you got to constantly be putting something in this machine to keep it in running. Got to put some gas in there. So if you don't have gas in your tank, your machine is not going to run. It stops. So it stops burning. So you have to fuel yourself properly. But that is a total society mind shift that we are constantly as trainers trying to reprogram for people. So that's one of the biggest things. But then everyone has to know, what is your current macro start? If you don't track macros, at least even tracking what you're eating, that's what you need to give to a professional to help guide what you do. Maybe you're eating way too little and you actually, to start losing weight, is to add 500 calories. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times that is the first approach. And I send the diet plan to my clients and they're like, whoa, this is way more food than I've ever eaten. I'm like, yep. And they're like, well, I'm going to lose weight from this? Yep, sure are. If you follow the plan. But it's just a weird thing. Now, granted, if you are eating a certain amount of macros or calories that you're taking in, and we got to cut, then I explain it. Like, you've got to just know why. What is the strategy behind it? So macros is a big buzzword. So many people don't get it. It's not the easiest thing. But once you actually start tracking it, it is easy. And it makes your life so much better because you have variety. So you're not following this strict diet that gets boring because it's the same foods. Mm. And believe it or not, Cal, like with as much as I'm doing with training clients, and now that I have a huge online business of training clients all over the country and several international, so worldwide, believe it or not, I wrote an ebook to really help get anyone who's not familiar with macros, it's a good understanding. It helps them understand the very basic minimum. It's a very thorough macro ebook. It's how to start counting macros, learning the basics. So anyone who doesn't understand it, who's not familiar with it, it's one of the best ways to get your feet wet and just kind of have a general understanding. That's the foundation these days in really getting yourself on track and getting you on a good plan. And then cardio, again, for females, cardio is what everybody does. And it's trying to shake things up and get women in the weight room. As we get older, your body will sag. So newsflash, you better freaking work out and start building some muscle so that you can fill out the body that you are currently in. Mm-hmm. Because gravity is still going to be there. Age is going to constantly moving up in age. But if you're just doing cardio, you're contributing to the sag effect, from what I call. So there is a way to change that, but you've got to do it right. You can't be afraid of the weight room. You have to have some basic instruction to understand it. And again, having someone like you, where you're in one-on-one with Blaine, so he can help correct your form. Sometimes, depending on a lot of the clients I have, they don't have gyms that have good trainers or educated trainers. So literally I've had to create a video library to demonstrate every single exercise that I write for clients' programs, because form, as you know, Kel, is crucial. But you got to get in the weight room. You've got to have a strategic program. It's not rocket science, but when it's not your area of expertise, it is very confusing. And like you said, hiring someone to help you, even if it's a one-time investment that you work with them for, say, 6 months to really create a program, it's money well spent. It's one of the best things you can do for yourself.
I seriously cannot, I truly cannot agree more. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, Whitney is my friend and I have a lot of friends in the FitFluential community that are trainers. It has just changed me forever. The awareness of how little I knew, how much I was winging it before. You know, and when you don't have someone guiding you and you go into the gym without a plan, you're either going to do way more or way less. You're not going to progress. It's just a whole different world. So number one, Whitney, I love that. I didn't even know that you have the whole video library to back up for your online clients, which is awesome. And obviously I can't
recommend. Lots of kooky videos. You know me and my personality. So I always will. I'll be professional and I'll demonstrate the exercise, but then I always add some shenanigans typically.
And just watching Whitney, I mean, if that's not inspiring enough for you to want to train harder, it's amazing. Now, I want to make sure there's a couple of things. So before I wrap this up, and we'll link to, we've actually got two books, ebooks that Whitney has. One is on HIIT workouts, which I'm going to have you, when I turn this back to you in a second, I want you to tell everybody where to find you, tell everybody the title of these ebooks. We'll link up to them on FitFluential, and I believe we're going to have a special offer for FitFluential listeners. But just again, for everybody listening, ladies, if you're listening and you're on the fence and you're like, oh, I'm, you know, I want to hire somebody, but you know, I just don't think I want to be that muscular. I just don't think I think I'll be fine. Or I don't, you're thinking about the money, whatever it is that you're thinking, let me share. And feel free to look at my Instagram, my blog, the history of my YouTube channel. View, I am a walking testimonial to the fact everything we've talked about today is true. I have never in my life done less cardio than I'm doing right now. And I am a cardio addict. I could do Tybo, Insanity, Shalene Johnson's, whatever that was, Turbo Fire. I have more cardio video DVDs in my other room than anybody on the planet. It took forever. And I would fight with Whitney on this in the early days. I'm like, come on, can't I just do this? Can't I just go running? And it's not to say, for all of you runners out there, don't freak out. But in fact, Blaine today was reading me an article about, I think it was by Charles Poliquin. I hope I'm saying his name correctly. They've done a study. First, you know, they did a study of folks doing HIIT training, which typically is done 20 minutes or less, versus long, slow, steady state cardio. And they compared, you know, weight loss, muscle improvement, whatever. Bottom line is you can do the same in less amount of time with high intensity interval training. I do no more than 20 minutes of air quotes cardio. It's all high intensity. I've never done less cardio in my life. I've never lifted more in my life, and I lift heavy. And back to what Whitney said about the sag, ladies, if you're worried about cellulite, you know what gets, if you're going to lose weight and you are not building muscle, you just might as well walk yourself down to cellulite.com and sign up for a monthly subscription, because your body will sag and you'll look at your thighs and go, what the? And seriously, yes. Setting, you start building muscle under that, and you might have a transitional period where you have cellulite. I can tell you from experience, when you build that muscle underneath, you will literally be blown away at how much that cellulite will diminish. So that's another thing. So I am a walking testimonial to the fact that at any age with any hormonal issues, you can change your life. I would not have done it, been able to do it on my own if I didn't have the input of a doctor and amazing certified trainers. So with that said, Whitney, I know we've gone 2 minutes over our time. I want you to tell our listeners, number one, where can they find information about you, your amazing gym? You guys just expanded to a new huge location. If somebody is in the Phoenix area, where can they find you to come train with you? Where can they find you online? And then, of course, just tell us the titles of these two ebooks that we will link up to on fitfluentialradio.com.
Sure. Well, for any AZ peeps, we are in Gilbert. Or for anyone who's visiting Arizona, would love to have you come on into the gym. We just, as you mentioned, huge facility. So we are by far the largest personal training gym in the state, which I'm very proud of and super excited about. So again, the name of our gym is Pro Physiques. You can check out our website at theprophysiques.com. You can also email if you want any further information on training, whether it's in studio or online, at theprophysiques@gmail.com. And then for me personally, I'm very crazy, kooky, always doing dumb shit. Just, I'm me. So if you want to follow somebody that I put content out there, of course, but I always got to throw in some craziness.
And donuts and Oreos.
Yes, of course. You know, my favorites. I've got to have some good stuff. And you'll see, I'm one of those real people that throws it out there. And yeah. My people look at my feed, they're like, you're just goofy. I'm like, yep, that's totally me. So if you like goofy, on Instagram, I'm Whitney_IFBBPro. Twitter, Whitney Jones AZ. And then on Facebook, I have my fitness fan page. So Whitney Jones, IFBB Pro.
Awesome. And I will say this one last thing in closing as well. Whitney's new gym, because I just visited when I was out in Phoenix last week or so, there's a donut place right next door. So,
oh, yeah. Bosa Donuts. If you live in Arizona, you're well aware of Bosa Donuts. And it is, I'm looking right now outside window. I think it's calling my name.
I think, yeah. In fact, I'm thinking about donuts in about 5 minutes. So Whitney, I love you. I have mad love for you.
And the ebooks. Duh, I forgot.
Oh, yes. I can't believe I didn't.
Totally sorry to interrupt you. No. Yeah, but this is obviously we want to do a special promo for any of the Fitfluential listeners out there. I have the two ebooks, How to Start Counting Macros, Learning the Basics,
yes,
and then Beachbody HIIT Circuits. So it's no gym required. You can do it in your house. You can do it outdoors. Hell, you can do it at the beach, but it's 6 weeks. It's a program dedicated to workouts every single day, and it's focused on HIIT circuit training. So those two ebooks will be coming live at y'all for a discounted promo. So keep your eye out for that.
And you absolutely, I forgot. That's one last thing on the macros book. For everybody listening, you know, you've probably been on Instagram and Facebook and you see people talking about it. If you're coming from a world where all you know is somebody giving you an air quotes diet and saying eat 6 meals and here's what you have for breakfast, oatmeal and egg whites. And then you have chicken and broccoli, chicken and broccoli, chicken and broccoli, chicken and broccoli, chicken and broccoli. That is not what macros are. It's a whole other world of being able to really be flexible and say, I mean, seriously, I had Oreos last night, but I account for that in my macros for the rest of the week. And I'm like, okay, what did I do yesterday? Let me adjust. And I'm probably going to go low carb today. I'm going to adjust my workouts. It gives you so much more flexibility. And yeah, I mean, people look at Whitney. I have donuts every week. It's not like I'm trying to do, you know, a promo and say, go buy an ab roller and you can still drink all the beer you want, not work out, just do the ab roller for 5 minutes and still get a six pack abs. That's not what I'm saying, but you can indulge right. And you can enjoy your life, but learn how to do macros. So again, both of those eBooks, I can't recommend enough and I'm going to pimp them out hard. Whitney, I hope you know. So Whitney, the bomb, I had such a blast. I know I've already got a million ideas for having you back on the show for other topics. Thank you so much for being on the show. Everybody that you're listening, again, we'll put links to all of this stuff on FitFluential Radio. If you have any questions that we can pass on to Whitney, obviously you've got her email and how to contact her directly. You can also, if you forget, leave us a question, podcast@fitfluential.com. Until next time though, thanks everybody for tuning in and we will see you on the show next time.
Thanks, Kel. Thanks for everyone for listening and hope to be back again soon.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of FitFluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit FitFluentialRadio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of FitFluential Radio. Peace. Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.